This is Stateside. I'm April Baer.
As workplaces are trying to think through safe conditions for reopening, there's word of an outbreak of COVID-19 at a Meijer Stores distribution center in Delta Township, just outside of Lansing. 62 people in four counties are now confirmed sick with the virus, all of them with connections to the center. Megan Banta is an enterprise reporter with the Lansing State Journal who's been writing about this. Megan, it's nice to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Will you tell us about this distribution center in question?
Yeah, so the distribution center is actually kind of a large complex with several buildings that's located off of Crates Road. And the Barry Eaton District Health Department says that many of the buildings have people who have tested positive for COVID-19. We're not sure exactly how many employees have tested positive, and the company isn't answering that. But health departments are reporting 62 cases between four counties.
So can you put that in the context of what the counties nearby have experienced in terms of COVID cases? Does that bump up the average for these counties measurably?
In Eaton County, where there are less cases, the 14 cases might make a little bit more of a dent. In Ingham County, though, there's a pretty significant impact. There are 46 cases. That isn't a lot of the cases overall. There are about 600, according to the last report. But there are quite a few cases concentrated in one zip code in South Lansing. And that's among the refugee population partially. So that is having a pretty major impact on Lansing. The other two counties, Clinton and Jackson, just have one case each. So there's not much of an impact there.
Have you had any information about how these cases were communicated, how the infections happened?
We haven't. Meijer has just told us that they're doing pretty extensive contact tracing. So as they identify one case, they are then going in and testing any of their contacts. We haven't heard that they're doing widespread testing throughout the complex yet. We do know that some of the people in Ingham County passed it to members in their household, though.
And the distribution center is still open and functioning, right?
Correct. It remains open, and the Barry Eaton District Health Department told me that they don't think that any work sites are closed either. Meijer says they've kind of upped sanitation practices, and they're doing social distancing measures, providing masks and things like that. But the center does remain open.
So I was just going to ask about PPE. Do you know if everyone at the facility has access to things like masks and gloves if needed?
Yeah, the company tells us that they do, at least.
Yeah. Megan, have you been able to get a sense of what service area this distribution center provides products for?
I asked that, but I have not gotten that answer. So I'm not sure if they just service locally or if they service a wider region.
What's the company saying about whether any procedures will be changing at the distribution center?
I mean, the statement is pretty short. It's concise. They're just saying that they're kind of keeping up regular communication with team members. They've started doing daily health screenings and temperature checks. But that's been required by local health departments, so that's fairly standard. And everyone is using face masks. They have said, I mean, as far as kind of changing things, anyone who is affected or who might be high risk is being paid through a pay continuation program because they obviously can't report to work if they're infected or if they might be at high risk of, you know, getting sick and dying if they catch the disease.
Would you say this was much of a shock for local health officials?
It didn't seem like it just when Health Officer Linda Vale was talking about it during the press briefing. She didn't seem that surprised. I was kind of surprised by the sheer number of cases. The outbreak at Herbrux didn't have quite as many cases here locally.
Yeah. Have we heard anything from the company about whether this is going to affect the supply chain to Meijer Stores?
You know, the center remains open, but they don't seem to think that it's going to affect the supply chain. Like, you're not suddenly at risk of getting COVID from your groceries at Meijer or anything.
The question is more whether the distribution center can continue to function safely for its employees.
Right. And it seems like health officials think that it can for now, but they are still investigating the outbreak.
Megan Banta with the Lansing State Journal. Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you.